This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This dude is filing for divorce with his wife because she gets Botox. I want you to jump in on this conversation because people are torn on which side they're on. If your husband asks you, hey, you no longer get Botox, I'm not into it, I don't like it, then you lie about it, then he divorces you, who's in the right or wrong? 855-444-MEGA. I want you and your opinion on who's right in this divorce relationship situation. 855-444-6342. It's an interesting conversation. So a man is having the internet split because he recently filed for divorce. His wife gets Botox injections. He had a conversation with her. Says, this is what he said. I think she's beautiful naturally. I like her smile lines. I think it's amazing the way she looks just naturally. The puffiness, the frozen look from repeated Botox and fillers is a turnoff to me. So I asked her to quit. And even she lied about it when she confronted him. Like, hey, like she would keep going to it. He's like, did you go get Botox again? Looks like you got Botox. She would lie. And so he's like, okay, because you keep doing this behind my back, I'm going to file for divorce. Do you think he's wrong for doing that, Hannah?
This is a kind of a tricky situation because as a woman, I feel like you should be able to do whatever you want with yourself. If you want to get Botox, get Botox. If you want to get filler, get filler. If you want to change what color your hair is, you should have the freedom to do that and, you know, do whatever makes you feel confident. But what makes this story like completely slam on the brakes for me and where it becomes really wrong really fast is her lying. You should never be in the position to lie. You shouldn't lie. It was wrong of her to lie. I think she should have held her ground and be like, you know what? If I wanted to get Botox for myself and my confidence, I'm going to get it done. She should not lie.
Because she lied to her husband, you kind of feel like wrong. You feel like it's justified that he divorced her then?
I think it could probably trickle into other things because if I was the husband, I'd be like, well, what else can I not trust you on?
Yeah, I kind of agree with where Hannah's going with that. And I think to myself, too, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Botox frozen look either. And I understand when you overdo it, you know, and maybe,
you look crazy, yo.
Yeah, you do. Or at least, you know, I look at that and I go, and I've seen, unfortunately, we've seen a lot of celebrities who you're like, wow, they've gone way overboard and they don't look like themselves anymore. So maybe that's kind of what he was worried about, or what where he's like, look.
But do you think it's justified?
I don't know. It's almost like saying, well, if you put on a bunch of weight, you're not the same person I married. Mm. I think the justification comes with the fact that I've asked you to stop. Even if you feel that you need it, you don't need it that much. Just, maybe we go to counseling
I'm
before
just curious
we get to the divorce.
I mean, white lies happen all the time. Like,
true.
We'll just be honest.
True.
Like,
that
we're divorcing
like more than
somebody.
A white lie, okay,
I'm
though.
Just wondering, like, oh, if you lie to me, you're getting a divorce. I guarantee lies have happened. I'm just curious where that line is. AB, what do you think?
It's interesting to me because, like Hannah, as a woman, I feel like I should be able to do whatever I want. But it is different than like, oh, I'm going to change my haircut or my hair color because that is very temporary. And Botox is more permanent. I know
Botox is not permanent.
I know you have to upkeep it and stuff, but
yeah.
If you do it enough and you completely change the way you look, like she's not going to stop that. So I don't know.
You think it's justified? Everyone's having a hard time
with
this.
It is hard.
It's hard to say it, but I think
it's not justified. I'll just be honest, man. Like, okay, so I get that she lied. That sucks. I feel like she was forced to lie because her husband showed no understanding of the things that she wants. Do I think that Botox...
But the understanding goes both ways. Neither one of them is understanding the other. So then you're just at a standstill.
Look, 90% of the reason I keep the beard, my wife likes it. So I agreed. Like, I do think that, like, we all say we have this body autonomy, but, like, when your partner thinks something's hot, you usually want to keep it. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't have to. And she likes the Botox look. Your husband doesn't. And it sounds like she could be addicted to this. If she's addicted to alcohol, is this guy just going to leave? Or is he going to help her get through this?
It depends. If you're lying about it all the time, then dang.
Agreed. I do think, like, if you won't get help, but we got to figure out what that is. But I don't think you should just abandon your marriage so quickly. Like, she lied to me. She won't stop with the Botox. Yeah. I'm out. Like, whoa, we're supposed to be like death do you part, and you're just out. I just feel like too much.
I see exactly what you're saying.
You're divorcing over Botox.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
But counseling first. Go and see.
Yeah.
But maybe you'll find bigger problems and you'll realize that is the
right
answer.
She is being forced to lie because he's not there. There's no support. And like,
nobody forces you to lie. That's a choice that you make. She knew what she was doing. Look at me. I feel like I'm turning my back on her, but I don't know. I just don't like that she lied.
855-444-6342. Jump in on this conversation. Guy divorced his wife because she kept getting Botox. Was she addicted to it? Is that a justified reason? Because she lied behind his back? It's the Brett Maga Show. Is this guy wrong for divorcing his wife over Botox? 855-444-6342. So the number is 855-444-MEGA. If you want to jump in on this conversation, super interesting because said, hey, I love the natural look of my life. I love the smile lines, love it all. Had a conversation to her about Botox and just loving the natural look. And I don't like the puffiness, the firmness of Botox. And she continued to keep doing it. And he confronted her about it and she would lie. Like, nah, I didn't get Botox. But like, I can tell. Okay. I know. There's some Botox and fillers. And so he's divorcing her. And I feel like the whole room is split because we feel like she lied to her husband. But for me, I feel like her husband didn't show any understanding of this is the things that she wants. And so, like, if you're not going to listen to me, then I'm going to lie to you. Like, she clearly said to him, I want to do this. And she should have a right to do the things that she wants to do with her appearance.
I'm disappointed she didn't hold her ground. If she really wanted to do it, she should just do it and tell him about it. I don't like lying really in any circumstance.
If someone says it 18 times, still want it, then they're like, screw it, okay. I didn't get it, bro. I don't know.
No, you might as well just stick it out.
All right. What are people saying on the text line?
We got a text saying it's so sad that he would reject her for that. It's definitely a lack of support for sure. She felt unable to tell him.
Yeah, I just feel like I wouldn't bail on my marriage. She's addicted? Sounds like she's addicted to this. I'm not going to bail on my wife if she's going through addiction issues. I'm not just going to run because I don't like something about her appearance.
I don't think this is addiction. I think this is her making the decision, I feel prettier with Botox, so I'm doing it. I don't think this is like the same as an addiction.
It's probably where she finds some happiness, which I understand all that. I get that. That's why I kind of feel that before he slams it, okay, we're divorced, they need to get counseling to kind of find out if there's deeper problems. I totally agree with what Hannah said, though. The lying is where it becomes a bigger issue because all of a sudden you're hiding things. And when you start hiding things, what else are you hiding?
Yeah, it's like, okay, if you didn't like something and you're lying about it, then what else are we arguing about and, that we disagree
right.
on?
Angie, you're hiding how much the Botox bill is from your husband, huh?
Mm.
So, again, I want you to keep in mind, take this with a grain of salt. I think there's probably some underlying issues going on here, and maybe this was just the straw that broke the camel's back. I don't lie to my husband about getting Botox, but I often lie to him about the price. Maybe say, you know, it was a couple $100s, but it was maybe like $5.
Respect.
My Whoa. Botox girl takes Venmo for that exact reason.
See? Look, all of a sudden we're drawing this picture. Like, never lie, but my Botox girl takes Venmo for that reason.
If someone asked me what it was about, I would say. But if not, they're going to think it's for something else. That's their own fault.
So, Angie, you think this is a sign that there's more lies, deeper rooted issues that you just wouldn't run over Botox, right?
100%.
Probably like, I don't want to date like that Freddy Krueger. Like, I don't have a flat plastic face.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.